Okay, the wayside. Today's daf is Kuf Chav Tes. We are 5 lines from the top of the Omid, where the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, HaMechalik Nechosav Al Piv, Ribali Echad, Umiyatli Echad, Vechuli. What is this all about? Our Mishnah told us, be careful. Go and follow the dictates of the Torah when it comes to the rules of inheritance. And if you go and mess up, you could be Masna Al Mashakosav Batoyer. So what happens if a person, in fact, wants to go and, in a sense, change the rules because he doesn't want to give a particular person, or he does want to give somebody else who's not part of the list and in the order set forth in the Torah? So what you can do is you can always give a matana. You can go and give a present. As long as the person is still alive and he still has his koiches, he can go and give a present to anyone. And therefore, if an hour before he passes away, when his mind and his body is still all solid, if he says, you know what, all my kids, Baruch Hashem, have plenty of money on their own, they don't need my money, but instead I want to give all of my money to the following individual, yeshiva, this one, that one, whatever. As long as he says, B'losh Matana, is no problem, because you can go and give away your entire estate and leave the estate without a penny. There's nothing wrong with that. And then when the Hilchas Yerusha hit after the person passes away, if there's no Yerusha, if there's no estate, there's no estate, there's nothing you can do about it. So if you go and give someone before you pass away, and you give a Beloshen Ma'atana, it works. That's essentially what we learned in the Mishnah, Kuf Chof Vav Amid Beis. And then the Mishnah told us, what happens if he wrote a Tzava, a last will and testament? If he used the Lashon Yerusha, no good. In other words, if he's using the Lashon Yerusha and he is not conforming with the dictates of the Torah, then he's Mas Mashkasa B'Torah. If he uses the term Matana, no problem. Now what happens if he did a hybrid? He put in both Matana and Yerusha. So if you look back in the Mishnah, Kuf Chof Vav Amid Beis, 126b, we're going halfway down the Mishnah. Ha-mechalik nechosav al-piv. Person was mechalik nechosav. Rishbam says, we mean that he's mechalik in the form of a tzva, where he uses a lotion of matana. Then it works. Ribli echad, mi'li echad, hishul henesam b'char, tvar v'kayam. V'imama mishim Yerusha, but if he uses that bad word, Yerusha, in the document, le'emakum toymish. Because Yerusha, you cannot be mashvesam b'char. Can't give the Bukhar like everybody else. You can't give more to one and less to the other. Lush and Yerusha, you have to follow the dictates of the Torah. Mishnah concludes, Kasa bein betchila, bein beemtza, bein besoif, mishum matana. As long as you use the term matana somewhere in the document, at the beginning, the middle, at the end, dvar of kayam. And as we'll see in the Gemara, the kavan of the Mishnah is, even though you used both lishoynis, both matana and Yerusha, as long as you use the term Matana, that overrides the Lashon of Yerusha, and it will be a kosher Nesina, and therefore this person can give away his estate, and he will have no estate left, or he can go in favor one over the other, as we'll see. So Zoktimar, we said in the Mishnah, you can put Matana betchila be'emtza besoif, heichi dami Matana betchila, heichi dami be'emtza, heichi dami besoif. Give examples. And the Gemara gives very, very simple examples. Kiyos Ravdimi Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Remember Ravdimi in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Tenosin Soda Ploinis Leploini V'Yirsha. What happens if a person writes in his last will and testament? Tenosin. Tenosin is Lashon Matana. Give this Soda Ploini to Ploini, to Yanko, V'Yirsha, and he should Yarshin it. Oy, oy, oy. He used both Lashonis, Matana and Yerusha. Says Rabbi Yochanan, says Rabbi Dimi, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, zu hi matana betchila, which our Mishnah said, as long as you have matana betchila, it's good, it works. Even though he said the nasty word Yirsha at the end, Rishbam says you look at it as if it doesn't exist, as if lo yomaklum, and therefore the word matana continues to ride and continues to thrive, and he gets it matana. What happens the other way around? He says Yirsha betinosin loy, zu hi matana besoif. What happens if he says, I want Beryl to Yarshin, and the Tinosin Loi, and he should get it b'matana? As long as it's a matana b'soif, it works. Even though he said the word Yirsha, ignore that, he gets a matana, it works. Where do we have a Lashon Matana b'emtza? He started off the document Yirsha, he should get as Yerusha. And it should be a Matana. And again, it should be a Yerusha. I might think it's two against one. Zui Matana Be'emtza. And it works. And therefore, Ur of Dimi Amr Yochanan has given us practical examples of what the Mishnah says. Matana Betchila, Matana Be'emtza, Matana Besoif. It all works. Now, from here, from Vidavka, now we're going to have, as you will shortly find, a three-way and eventually a four-way machloikis in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to focus now not so much on the Lashon, but whether a Lashon used for one individual can help for a second, and whether a Lashon that's used for one property can help for a second. Meaning, you have a written tzavah, and in the written tzavah it says, to Yankel Smith, I'm giving b'matana. To Beryl Jones, I'm giving it b'loshen Yerusha. Would you say over here as well, as long as he used matana somewhere in the document, it'll help for the other person? Or maybe it'll only help for the first guy and not for the second guy. And that's what the Gemara is going to discuss now. So the first shita that we have now, the first day, is Rav Dimi Omer Rav Yochanan. Voshteta. Zokti Yemar v'davka bi'odem echad v'sode achas. If we're talking about the same person, Yankel Smith, one field, and he says about that one field, I give it to you b'matana, u b'yerusha, forget about Yerusha, he gets a matana and it works. Avodim echad shtei sodes. What happens if you're talking about one Yankel Smith, but you're giving him two presents? You're giving him one piece of property here on the west side, and one piece of property in Brooklyn. And in one of the properties he said in Lashon Matana, and the other property he said B'Lashon Yerusha, even though it's the same individual. Or Sode Achas Ushnei Bnei Adam. It's the same field here in Manhattan, and we're giving it to both Yankel Smith and Beryl Jones. For Yankel Smith, he says, I'm giving you half of the field, B'Lashon Matana. To Beryl Jones, he says, I'm giving you the other half, B'Lashon Yerusha. He doesn't say, I'm giving, I'm bequeathing it to you. I'm giving you a bequest under laws of inheritance. So he used the Lashon Matana and Lashon of Yerusha. Loi, it does not help. The only time we say in the Mishnah that Matana can go and clean up and override the use of the term Yerusha, if you're talking about the same individual on the same piece of property. That's the first day that we have here. That's Rabbi Yochanan. That's Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. And now Rav Dimi continues. Reb Lazar Oimer, Reb Lazar on the other hand says, no. Afilu Odem Echad Shtei Sodos. And even Sod Achas Shnei Bnei Odem. Even if we're talking about two different fields, but we're talking about one individual. Yankel Smith is going to get B'matana, a piece of property here on the west side, and he's going to get Birusha, a piece of property in Brooklyn. So it's one Adam. The Matana usage in the document overrides the Yerusha usage, and he's going to go and get both Sodas. Not like Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yochanan. And similarly, Soda Achas Shnei Bnei Adam, if you have two separate individuals, Yankel and Beryl, both of them are going to go and get Soda Achas, but he said, but Yankel is going to get him a Matana, and Beryl is going to get it B'Yerusha, it also works. As long as you use one matana, it works. Now, the next few words, we'll see in the Gemara in another few lines, really should be put in parentheses. Because Rajbam says in another few lines that he, Reb Loza, didn't say it. The Gemara is just implying it. Because since he says, Afilu Adam Shtei Sodas, and Zorachas Shnei Bnei Adam, Avil, what about if Shtei Sodas Ushnei Bnei Adam? Ooh. Yankel Smith, Matana, property on the west side. Beryl Jones, I give you Birusha, property in Brooklyn. Ah, so now we're talking about two transactions, two different people, two different fields. Loi, tushanisht. Even Reb Lazar would agree in such a case that the Matana would not wash clean the document, and it only helped vis-a-vis Yankel Smith where it says Matana, but it's not going to help for Beryl Jones when it says over there a Lashon of Yerusha.
Is the Lashon Yerusha, is that meaningful if applied to someone who's not in Torah Yerusha? And as you're talking about, this person is giving it to Beryl Jones, but Torah Yerusha.
Mm-hmm.
If Beryl Jones is not a male relative of his,
mm-hmm.
what connection of Yerusha is there to conveying this to Beryl Jones? Of course it's a Matana. I mean, he's a stranger. So why is the Gemara... I mean, using the example of a stranger,
mm-hmm.
but is this only... where Yerusha is applicable, or is Yerusha something in that context? Of course it would mean a matana.
And the answer...
Because it's post-mortem.
I hear you loud and clear. The problem is that if... Let's assume we're only talking about one individual, no Lashon Matana, only a Lashon Yerusha.
Okay.
And he's being moidish to someone who is an acher, who's not deserving of a Yerusha. He's not...
In the Parsha.
Not in the Parsha. Just like, you know, not in the Parsha of Shiduchim, not in the Parsha of Yerusha. Yes. Zero. What happens now? This person has been over on what we call Masna Mashakosid Ba Toira, and the whole document is Dvarim Betelim, Uvutalim, Losharirim, Veloy Kayom, and Klol Uklol. You can toss it in the dustbin of history, or just in the
recycle bin.
In the recycle bin. And what happens then? Then you just go whatever it says in the Torah. If they're Bonim, they get first. If no Bonim, it goes to the Bonois. If no Bonois, it goes to the Av.
It's meaningless.
It's not only that the term is meaningless. Meaningless can mean that it's zero. And what you said before is to supply the appropriate term, that it's a matan, it's a gift. So it would work. Our mission, our Gemara is telling us, no. If you use someone who's not entitled to receive a Yerusha, and you use the term Yerusha, unfortunately, you have not accomplished anything.
Conveyed nothing.
Nothing. The whole document is worthless. And therefore, as long as you use the term matana somewhere in the document, then it will work. So now we've already had two separate views, one of Rav Dimi and Rav Yochanan, and one of Rav Dimi Omer Rebbe Lozar, that when we say that as long as you use one time the term matana, it washes clean the whole document. Is that only by one individual with one sada, or is it even by one individual and two sadois, or two individuals and one sada? And then we had Reb Lazar talking about even two sadois and two b'nei adam, as we'll see further in the Gemara. Anyway, so bottom line is, as we can see from this discussion of Rav Dimi, Rav Yochanan, if you will, takes more of a hard line. He said, "V'dafka ba'odem echad v'sade achas." Then the word matana will wipe it clean. The reason why it works, says Rishbam, is because since Yerusha is inappropriate for an acher, if it would only say Yerusha and an acher, like we discussed before, then the whole document is worthless. However, because of the fact that it does use a term somewhere, matana, so we just say, okay, in your minds, delete the word Yerusha, inappropriate, take it out. I have a substitute word already implanted in the document, Betchila, be'emtza, be'soif, called matana, it's going to work as a matana. But that's only going to talk about if it's the same person in the same sada, on the same odem, echad, same sada, achas, you use both Yerusha and matana. Forget about Yerusha, just delete it in your mind, just think matana, matana, matana. But if you have odem, echad, shtei sada, sada, achas, shnei b'nei odem. So each time, one time you use the term matana, one time you use the term Yerusha, where it says two transactions, where it says matana, it works, where it says Yerusha, it doesn't work. Very simple. So therefore, says Rabbi Yochanan, it's got to be one transaction, Odem Echad Sode Achas. Rabbi Loza, however, is more makel. He said, no. Even Odem Echad Shtei Sodes, which is like two transactions, or Sode Achas Shnei Bnei Adam, which is really two transactions.
Two recipients.
Exactly. What's the halacha in that case? It would also work. Ignore the word Yerusha, only learn the word Matana. And then Avu B'Shtei Sodes, we'll focus on a little bit later.
So it's not the gavra or the soda; it's the shtar.
Mm-hmm.
The question is how extensive is this word matana? Does it toface the entire shtar?
Good.
Does it toface the gavra? Does it toface the soda?
Very good, very good. So that's Reb Dimi Omer Reb Yochanan and Reb Dimi according to Reb Lazar. Now the Gemara says, Kiyasa Ravin. Subsequently, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, we have this very often in the Gemara, Rav Dimi first came, and then Ravin came, he reported it just the opposite. What did he say? Kiyasa Ravin Omar, Tinos and Soda Ploinis, Ploinis, Vyir Ploinis, Soda Ploinis, Rav Yoichan Oimer Kana, Rav Lazar Oimer Loikana. Before we said Rav Yoichan is one that had the hard line. Dafka B'Odem Echad. I'm focusing on the line of Dafka B'Odem Echad, which is about 6-7 lines higher. Only Odem Echad. So the Achas. Odem Echad, they saw this. Forget about a light, doesn't help. Yet Rav Yochanan says it helps. Kana. We're going to focus on the case momentarily. Rav Loza, Oimer Loika. Rav Loza said, no, it doesn't. Before we said Rav Loza is the one that's Mekel. Now, if Odem Echad, they saw this. Sarach, they saw the Odem. It also works. It looks like Vinahapachud. Just the opposite.
The only thing we're switching is the Mandamram.
So far. But as we'll see in the Gemara momentarily, there's more to life than that. Is Omale Abaye, the Ravin. So when Abaye heard Ravin's report, he said, Anchasis lon choda, viskaftis lon choda. The word Anchasis in Lashon Nichusa. One of your rulings is okay with us. I have no problem. Viaskulon choda, but the other one I have a maskifla. I have a kasha. How does the Gemara say? A tiyufta on you. What is that? Bishlam and Reblazer like kasha. Reblazer, we don't have a kasha. Can be Adam Echad, Ushtay Sodas, can be Shnei Bini Adam, Ushtay Sodas. Ah. When was Reblazer so makel? Alibid Rav Dini, when we were talking about the Adam Echad, Ushtay Sodas, the same individual, even though it's two separate properties. Or two people in one property. What did Reblazer say in such a case? Matana works. Ignore, delete the word Yerusha, and put in the word Matana, or just ignore it. You have the word Matana embedded in the document. It works. Ah, that was in the first case. What about the second case? That's Ravin's case. Now, we brushed over it quickly, but going back to the Lashon again, Ki Asa Ravin Omar Tinosin Soda Ploinis Leploini. Give the Manhattan property to Yankel. The Yirash Ploinis Soda Ploinis, and give Birusha, the Brooklyn property, to Beryl. Ah, now we're talking about Shtei Sodois Ushnei Bnei Adam. In that case, says Abaya to Ravin, the way to end for Reblazer, Reblazer is an Ishver. When did Reblazer say in the earlier recitation, quotation of Rabbi Yochanan Amr Reblazer, that's the Adam Echel Shtei Sodois, and Achel Shnei Bnei Adam? It works. You know why it works? Because we're talking about the same person, even though we're talking about two properties. Or we're talking about the same property, even though we're talking about two people. And that's why delete the word Yerusha and just think in your mind, Matana, Matana, Matana. And if the Matana washes clean the whole document and everything is great. However, this second case that Ravin is quoting, he's talking about two separate properties and two separate people. It's like two separate documents. Because after all, Yankel, you get one property in Manhattan. Beryl, you get another property in Brooklyn. Totally separate people, separate transactions. So the fact that you write Matana here is not going to help for the Matana over there. And that's why it says the Yerusha over there. So Timor Bishlam, now, the Gemara is a little bit difficult on the surface. Didn't Reb Loza say that directly? Going back to the first Reb Loza, Reb Loza, Oymer, Adam Echad Shtei Sodos, Soda Ach Shnei Bnei Adam, it works. Avol B'Shtei Sodos Shnei Bnei Adam, Loi. So that's crystal clear. What's the case of Ravin? Case of Ravin is Tenosin Soda Ploini. So that's Adam Echad and Soda Achas. And now he says, and give the Birush of Yirish Ploini Soda Ploini. So that's the second individual gets Birush. That's the very case that Reb Loza said. Shtei Sodos Shnei Bnei Adam Loi. So I don't even understand why the Gemara is saying Bishlam Reb Loza, Reb Loza Kasha Kan Bi Adam Kan. He says clearly in the first case, just like in the second case of Ravin. In other words, back to the original Reb Loza quoted by Rav Dimi, he says very clearly, Shtei Sodos Shnei Bnei Adam Loi. The matana of one is not going to help for the Yerusha language of the other. That's what Ravin said. Tinos and Soda Ploinis, Yerusha Ploinis, Soda Ploinis. Says Reb Loza Leikana. It's not only it's Benichusa. There's no kasha to start off with. Right. That's why the Rishbam says it must be that even though in our first iteration of Reb Loza it says Av Bishtei Soda Shmei Odom Loi, he didn't say that. That was the Gemara's footnote to Reb Loza's statement. Reb Loza only said, "Soda Achash Shnei Bnei Adam." Period. Nothing
that's
more.
That's informed by Abaya's comment to Ravin.
Exactly.
That's the Gemara is imputing that because in a moment Abaya is going to mention that, and so now we're imputing it back in here already.
Exactly.
In preview form. See ahead. See following.
Exactly. Right. So that's how Rishbam understands why the Gemara is even asking Akasha. If you look at the Rishbam 3-6 lines into the wide lines. Can be Odom Echad Shtei Sodos. Ahid Li El, but he Siyuma De Milta De Belaza De Amrin Li El. That we said Av Shtei Sodos Ushnei Bnei Adam Loi Gemara Kamar Lo Later Belazar. The Im Kain. I'm sorry. I read this too quickly. When do we say dafka? If it's Adam Echad Shnei Sodis, Ushtu Bnei Adam and Sada Achas. Ava Shnei Sodis, Ushnei Bnei Adam, Loi. Nisht. That's what we quote in the name of Reb Lazar, right? It says, Ushnei Adam, Shnei Bnei Adam, Loi. Says Rishbam, Gemara Ka'amala. It was the Gemara that supplied those words for later Reb Lazar. Not Reb Lazar said it. Okay? My Hutzer claimed Reb Lazar, Kasha. I don't even understand the kasha. Weren't you listening, Chevra? I told you, two people, two properties. If it only says matana once and doesn't say matana the second time, the matana of one is not going to help for the Yerusha of the other. Why did Gemara say, oh, it's benichas, it's not the kasha, nishas, it's geferlach. Nishtuka kasha, he says the same thing twice. What's the problem? And therefore, says Gemara, says Rishbam, is a simon that the first time he didn't say it explicitly, it was the Gemara that was medayik. Fine. That's all wonderful. I'll leave it to Blas. But getting back to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan Kasha. We have a big steer, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan. What's the big steer? Because the first Rabbi Yochanan said, what Rabbi Dimi say name Rabbi Yochanan? If you say, Dafka ba'odam echad, so the achas. Ba'odam echad shtei sodris. So the achas shnei b'ni odam. It does not help. The matan of one is not going to help for the other. They can make a koshkin or a kavachayim. Madach, if you're talking about one individual with two separate fields, the use of matana on one is not going to cleanse the bad word Yerusha in the other, and he'll be koina the first one, yes, but not the other one. And then certainly if you're talking about two b'nei adam and two separate fields,
halachas kama v'kama.
Halachas kama v'kama, kavachayim, ben benoishel kavachayim, it's not going to work. And yet, the way Ravin quoted Rabbi Yochanan Kana, it works. Two people, two properties. Yankali said Matana. Berali said Yerusha. No problem. It's Matana across the board. Two people. I don't care. It's two properties. I don't care. Says a big stira. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan. Seymour is forced to say Nishke Ferlach. Amiroi Ninovah Libed Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan had two Talmidim, in this case, Rabbi Dimi and Ravin, and each one remembers what they heard from Rabbi Yochanan, and they both are quoting their Rebbe, and they're quoting him sincerely, with all honesty and integrity, but apparently one of them messed up in terms of what Rabbi Yochanan really said. The machlokes is between the Talmidim and what Rabbi Yochanan said. Okay, so far we have had with us three different shitas. We had the shita of Rav Dimi Omer Rabbi Yochanan, we have the shita of Rav Dimi Omer Blazar, and we have Ravin Omer Rabbi Yochanan. We're going to get back to these in another moment, and now we're coming on the scene with a fourth view, and that is of Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish Omer, he says, I agree, the Gabi, the case of the two fields and the two people, that Matana will not help, except in a case like Kana. Achioimar ploini uploinu yirshu so de ploinis uploinis shenasatim lahem bimatana beyirshu. This is a case like the Gemara said at the top of matana beemtza, and here the word matana applies to both. Why? Because he didn't separate the two transactions. Have two separate paragraphs in the tzava. Paragraph number one, I hereby give my property in Manhattan to Yankel Smith. Paragraph number two, I hereby bequeath my property in Brooklyn to Beryl Jones. Oh, so you have Matana, and here you have Yerusha, you have two paragraphs, you have two Bnei Adam, you have two properties. That's problematic. Says Reish Lakish, you know what? Ploini uploini. He combines them all in the same sentence. Ploini uploini, Yankel and Beryl. Yirshu sada ploinis uploinis. They should go and yarshin, respectively, not Russian Yerusha, yarshin, respectively, he in Manhattan and he in Brooklyn. Shinasatam lehem matana, which I gave to both of them, the matana. Oh, so you see, he used the word matana, shinasatam lehem, matana and both. The yirshim, and I give it as a bequest as, well, in such a case, says Reish Lakish, here the matana clearly relates to both of them. This is the sole case that I believe that you can have shtei bnei odam and shtei sodois, and it would work with only one lashon matana against two lashonis of Yerusha.
Actually, it's two lashonis in the sati and the matana. It's
okay, fine. You want to call that two? Call it two. Okay. Rishbam just refers to it as one being okay. In the middle, the emtza, and that cleanses the fact that he said Yerusha at the beginning, Yerusha at the end. It's matana. Fine. So we have now the four dais, and now the Gemara is going to basically repeat it again. You put a period here, and you start again. Biplukta. The three dais that we brought initially, who are the three dais again? Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yoichanan, Rav Dimi Amar Rav Lazar, and Ravin Amar Rav Yoichanan, Biplukta. Those are identical to the following three mandiyamim. Who are the three? We're first going to have Rav Hamnuna, then we're going to have Rav Nachman, and then we're going to have Rav Sheshes. And when we look at the Lashon, we'll see, it sounds very, very familiar. Om Rav Hamnuna, lo yishanu. When did it say in the Mishnah that the word Matana cleanses a document and now it works? Ela Odom Echad, v'sode achas. One person, one field. Aval Odom Echad, u'shtei sodos. Sode achas, u'shnei b'ni Odom, loy. It doesn't work. Now, who said this before? Let's go back to earlier on the Dafka B'Odom Echad, right at the beginning of the line, about 12, 13 lines from the top of the Amid. This was Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yechanan. The Dafka, when do I say Matana works? B'Odom Echad, B'Sada Achas. Let's go back to Rav Hamnuna. Lo Yishanu El B'Odom Echad, B'Sada Achas. Okay, now going back to Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yechanan. Av B'Odom Echad, Shtei Sadoi, Sada Achas, Shnei B'Nei Odom. Loi. What does he say? Again, Rav Hamnuna. Amar Odom Echad, Shtei Sadoi, Sada Achas, Shnei B'Nei Odom. Loi. Oh, word for word, like Rabbi Yochanan, as quoted by Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi and Rabbi Yochanan says, it only works Adam Echad, Sodach, in the same Yankel Smith, I'm giving you Beirusha, this property on the west side, then the Matana works, because it was Adam Echad, Sodach, anything else does not work. Rav Nachman Omar, no. And Rav Nachman is, quote, not quoting, but he's word for word the same as Rav Dimi, Amar Rav Blazer. What did Rav Blazer say above? Rav Blazer Omer Afilu Odom Echad Ushtei Sodos, or even Sodachos Ushnei Bnei Odom. The word, use of the word Matana will cleanse for the second field or for the second individual if it's the same property. Again, for Rav Nachman Omer Afilu Odom Echad Ushtei Sodos Sodachos Ushnei Bnei Odom. Aval, and now we have that addition, which remember the Rishbam said the Gemara added it. But
here it's expressly said by Rav Nachman.
Exactly. So the Shnei B'nei Odom, like, because it's two transactions, two people, two paragraphs, two fields, two people. Gornish, Matana will help for the Matana guy, it's not going to help for the other one. Okay, so this is word for word like Rav Dimi Amar Blas. And now we have Ravin Omar in the name of Rabbi Yechanan. What is the case over here? Rav Sheshes Omar. Afil Ishtei Sadois. Ushnei B'nei Odom, it also works. Oh, that was the case of Ravin. Remember, what did Ravin say? Ravin, Omar, to Nosan Sada Pliny, Slapliny, give the Manhattan property to Yankel. The Yirash, not give, Yirash, Pliny, Sada Pliny, Brooklyn to Barrow, that also works. Who, according to Rabbi Yechanan, Omar Koina? Rabbi Yechanan says it works. What means it works? Not only is it going to work for Yankel, because he said Lashon Matana, but even for Barrow, he only lose a Lashon of Yerusha. Ah, the Rishayish Samba Felishtei Sadish Nebnei Adam. It works like Ravin Amar Rabbi Yechanan. So all we've done really is we've said that the original Machlokes of the Amoraim in Eretz Yisrael, as quoted by Rav Dimi and Ravin, here in Bava we have the same Machlokes between these great giants, Rav Hamnuna, Rav Nachman, and Rav Sheshes. Good. Amar Rav Sheshes, no Aminullah. Rav Sheshes is going to bring a riot to his Shita that even two people. Two sadois, as long as you use the word matana with one of them, it'll help for everyone and for all the transactions. Where do I take this from? The sign we have a brayson. Ho'im etinu shekel libanai or libni b'shabbes v'ruyin litein sela noislem sela v'imor maltin lehen ela shekel einoislem ela shekel. You have a father, he has a bunch of boys, and he now puts it in his tzava. The guardian or the executor who's ever in charge of this estate, I want you initially, let's say lebonai, because that's the lashon al titnu lehen, sounds like we're talking more than one. I have a bunch of boys. I want you to go and give them minimal food per week. So every single week on Sunday morning, you should give them an allocation of one shekel so that they will be able to buy enough food to cover them for the week. However, unli tenzela, times have changed, there's inflation, and what a shekel used to be able to buy 20 years ago, when father wrote out the tzava, doesn't go that far anymore. That shekel, by the way, in Gemara terminology, is a half of a sela. It says, unli tenzela, based on these children and the current market prices, they really should get a sellout to go and pay for all of their groceries for the week. That being the case, then the Bezin could go and change the terms of the document, even though the document said, give them a shekel a week. The Bezin, first of all, because they have the koyach of Hefker, Bezin Hefker.
Right.
But even more than that, says Rishbam, because it's mitzvah kind of a mess. It's pretty clear from the document that the father was concerned that they should have food. He didn't want them to go and
waste the
whole estate and start selling it lock, stock, and barrel. He says, give them an allocation every single week of a shekel. But you can't live on a shekel anymore because it's just impossible. So give them a seller. However, in the noisal seller. However, im omer altit lehen. El a shekel. What happens if he specifies in a negative?
No more than.
Only a shekel. El a shekel, even though they need a seller. What's the reason why? Rishbam says, it doesn't really make that much of a difference because ultimately these kids are going to yarshin the estate anyway. So what difference does it make if we give him a shekel or a seller? Rishbam says, because lizirinu hudu avad. He wants to go and be mezarez them and say, children, don't waste money, go to work. Yes, initially I'm going to give you a shekel, but try to make up the rest. Either don't be a glutton and just eat like a ben tzayru meira, eat normal amounts, and if you still need some more money, go work a little bit. If not, chas v'shalom, solicit funds, take loans, take presents, but I'm only giving you a shekel, and you have to figure out what to do. Okay, all of that is fascinating, but really it's unrelated to us. What is related to us is v'im omar, what happens if he says, im meitzu, if and when, chas v'shalom, my children pass away, what happens now? Normally, of course, it would go to their children, assuming that they have children. However, if I am writing in this document that if they pass away, I do not want their children to receive it, the children of my children, my own eniklach, but rather Yishua Chayrim Tachdeyem, I want Yankel and Beryl, who live across the street, good friends of mine, that they should get, the Bunim go first, for sure. But if and when the Bunim pass away, I do not want to go to my eniklach. I look at my eniklach, they're all chas v'shalom OTDs, I'm not interested in leaving them a penny. Rather, give it to Yankel Beryl Tachdeyem instead of them.
He leaves the lashon of Yerushu.
Yerushu. Now, is a person allowed to go and give?
Disinherit his own grandchildren and bequeath to strangers?
Is he allowed to do that? No, he's Masamash Kasa Batoira. But if he did Belashon Matana, then it works. Ah, so now it says Rav Sheshes. What does it say again in this brisa?
It said give them. It didn't say your racist children. It says give them.
Oh, exactly. To my bonai.
Right.
That's Lashon Matan. V'im omer imesu, yirshu, yirusha. Then it goes to the acherim. Bein sh'omer tnu, bein sh'omer al titnu. Oh, that's a new shtickle. So then yirshu acherim tachteim. What do I see so far from this brisa? Rav Sheshes is telling us, I see that even though he used the Lashon of Matana by the kids, he used the Lashon of Yerusha by the Acherim, and we're talking about two different things. Here we're talking about allocating to them a meal allowance per week. Here we're talking about giving them the corpus of the estate. So we're talking about two different people, two different transactions, and guess what? Even though he used the Lashon of Yerusha by the second transaction, we said it works. It says Rav Sheshes, it's a haraya to me. What do I hold? It works as long as you say matana somewhere in the document. It'll help for everybody else. Exactly right. Oh, has an eisen aray. So we're going to get back to that raya on the third line. First, we have to finish off the brisa. If in the document he says that after you boys chas v'shalom pass away, say if he said, give them a shekel, and they really need a seller. Say if he said, only give them a shekel, a noislam el shekel, only give them a shekel. Why? Because since his intentions were that they should remain a keren after they eat from the nechasim, so therefore when he said, al titnu hen el shekel, it wasn't only he wants to be mezariz them that they should go and work and they should make money and they shouldn't sleep and they shouldn't sit on their hands. But another reason is because he wants to leave the corpus of the estate as large as possible to give the Yeshua Chaim Tachteim. So therefore, don't only attribute and say that his thought process in saying Ein lehen el shekel, only al titnu lehen el shekel, is because he wants to mezarez them. No, it could very well be yozir is nizir. I want to keep as much money in the estate to go and give Yankel and Berel. So that's the end of the brayse. And now Rav Sheshe speaks, and we've already explained it. V'hocha tikishtei sodos ukishnei b'nei adam dami. Clearly, we're talking about shnei b'nei adam because the first group are my bonai, second group are the achirim, as well as it's like shtei sodos. Why shtei sodos? Because here we're talking about giving them a meal allowance, and here we're talking about giving a grant of all the rest. I mean, there may have been $1 million
one's
estate.
One's income, one's principal.
Exactly, but it could even be more than that. The amount of the interest or income that we're giving to the boys initially would perhaps be the value of one field. But he says, I want the entire estate to go to Yankel and Berel, and that might have been 12 fields or 10 fields. It may have been, you know, $1 million or multi-million dollar estate. So we see it's Shnei Sodos, Shnei Bnei Adam, and it says, Uktani Dekani. And it says very clearly, Yishu Achirim Tachteim, and it works. They get the... He said the Lashon Yerusha, and it's against the Torah. These Achirim are not entitled. But since he said, Titnu give to the kids, the Lashon Matana goes from the kids to them. So it's two people, two transactions.
Here's the defect.
Oh, so therefore says Rav Sheshes, I have an excellent riot to me. Right? Makes a lot of sense. Avdimar Nishkaraya. He himself, obviously he says he had intellectual integrity. Hu Moisev Lo Vehu Mefarikla. Even though he, Rav Sheshes, could have sit in his hands and say, ha, a brisa, you see, I got a brisa like me. Said, no, it's not 100% raya. It could be it's talking about beroy li yorishoy, v'byoichan min beroyki. When it says at the top, yushu achirim tachteyem, it's not talking about Yankel Berel from across the street, unrelated. We're talking about someone who's ro'oy li yorishoy. And therefore, for instance, Rishbam explains, let's say the person has several sons, and he says for... That's just, for example, five sons. And he says, two of the sons, I want them to go and get a shekel every single week to go and support them. These fellows, unfortunately, don't have a good parnasa. So I'm not giving the other guys. I'm giving these two, I'm giving them a special addition to the whole thing. Special allowance. Thank you. That's for the two kids. Now, as far as if and when they pass away, those two kids, I don't want their children to receive the Yerusha. I want it to go to the others. The brothers, let them go and get the Yerusha at that point. The other three boys, or whatever number you have. And it goes to Rabbi Yochanan Breike. Now, what does Rabbi Yochanan Breike say? Rabbi Yochanan Breike says that you can go and give. Here, you don't have to turn back. You can go and turn front ways. See, if you look at the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Lamid. Right.
Omer Ish Poni.
I know that you can do two things at one time,
I can,
but
I think I can do that.
But
yeah.
Ford couldn't, you know.
Yeah, he couldn't walk and chew gum.
Exactly.
No, that's not the deal.
Whatever. That's the way it's quoted.
Yeah.
Oh, fine. So stop. What does the Mishnah say on Kuf Lamed Amud Aleph? Omer Ish Ploini Yirasheni. I don't want to give it to my daughter. I want to give it to Ishploini. I want to give it to my daughter, not to my son. He said, "Aloshin Yerusha."
Right.
Like we just learned. Rabbi Yochanan Mabroika Omer Im Omar Al Misha Roy Li Yorshoi. If he says among my bonois, I want to give this bas as opposed to the other banois, or among my banim, I want to give this ben as opposed to the other banim, then dvar of kayam. That works. The Gemara called that before ben bein habanim. If you look at the Rishbam in on Kuf Lam and Amud Aleph on that Mishnah,
yeah.
That's seven lines. Imam Ami Shiroi Liyorshe, Hashem Mashmalan, you're going to ro'u liyorshe b'miktsa. You're going ben bein habanim. The Hilkach dvar of kayamim. Im Omayira Shakol. Here he doesn't have to use the Lashon Matana. Even if he says Yerusha, it works. Why? What difference does it make? Continues the Mishnah. Go back to the Mishnah. If he says, I'm giving you a Lashon Yerusha, ain't Dvar of Kayamin. Ah, so Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika says that even the Lashon Yerusha works, even though he's not following the dictates of the Torah. Why does it work? Because I have a special pasuk Yomar brings on the bottom of the Yomid on Kuf Lamid, Vayabiyoim Hanchilayas Bana Batoira Nosrishusli Avla Hanchil Lechol Mishirza among those family members. We're just quoting this, we're getting back to Agamon a moment. We're here with Kuf Chav Tesamid Beis, the very top of the Yomid. So the Gemara is now quoting from Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika says, you do not have to use the Lashon Matana if you're talking about someone who's ro'ui liyorshai, like ben bein habanim, or bas bein habanois, where of course there are no banim. So that individual is within the category of Yerusha. Says Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika, if you want to go narrow the category, I have five boys, but I only want to give to my boy number three, because he's a tzatzke, or because he needs the parnasa, or for whatever reason. I only have five daughters, like the nice love God, and I only want to give it to daughter number two. That you can do, and you can even use a Lashon Yerusha, and it doesn't offend anyone. You don't have to say Matana. So what did we say before you have to use a Lashon Matana? That's when you're talking about a stranger, or someone who is not within the parish of Yerusha. It doesn't have to be a total stranger. It could be that he has five sons, plus one daughter. The five sons, Baruch Hashem, are all multimillionaires. They don't need the money. The daughter, unfortunately, married someone who is not so matzliach, or maybe she's still a spinster, a victim of the Shidduch crisis. She doesn't have, oh, I'm going to give my entire estate to my daughter. What lashon do you use now? So now in the previous Mishnah we said, you got to make sure to use a lashon of Matana, because she's not entitled to Yarshin, because she is a Bas Ben Habanim. Bas Ben Habanim doesn't get a Yerusha. So you got to use a lashon Matana. Says Yibreichim and Broika, you're right, if it's a Bas Ben Habanim, it's Almisha in a Roy Loy Liyarshoi. If you use lashon Yerusha, ain't Dvarv Kayam, and it's worthless. However, if it's when in the Parsha, Im Om Almisha Roy Liyarshoi, one of the sons, and he only has sons, and he gives one of the sons, be Yerusha, Dvarv Kayam. That's what the Torah says. Vayibiyam hanchili asbanav. The Torah gives him authority to be manchil to anyone within the parsha. Okay, so now getting
on a daughter among sons.
No, it's like an acher.
Okay,
exactly. So getting back to Agamara, says Rav Sheshes, the raya that I thought I brought, which I thought was an ironclad raya, in nishka raya. Why? Because the first part is takatum matonim with his children. Sure. The Yirsha Achirim Tachtem doesn't mean Achirim, strangers, it means other Bonim who are also within the parasha. And the Braisa perhaps goes like Rabbi Yochanan Broika. And Rabbi Yochanan Broika says, as long as they're within the parasha, then even if you use a Lashon Yerusha, it works. Ah, that being the case, that undermines the entire Raya of Rav Sheshes. The reason why Yirsha Achirim Tachtem works, because Rabbi Yochanan Broika says, you can use a Lashon Yerusha as long as it's Ben Ben Abonim, someone in that parasha. Okay, so therefore that raya falls away. Omer Ravashi Toshim, I'll bring another raya to Rav Sheshes. Raya which is similar, but different, a different braisa. Nechosei loch, v'acharecha yirash ployni, v'acharei acharecha yirash ployni. We start off nechosei loch. I give, he doesn't really say the word give, he just says nechosim belong to you. Rashbam says, at least initially, we understand that to be a lashon of matana. Right, he didn't say tirash nechosai. He said nechosai loch. We understand that to be a lashon matan. Ve'acharecha, and after your passing, instead of the nechosim going to your kids, your yorshim, acharecha yirshplein, and then it should go to Yaakov. Ve'acharei acharecha, and after Yaakov chas v'shalom passes away, yirshplein, then it should go to Berah. So we have therefore three lishoinis over here, three different recipients, beneficiaries. We have the loch. We have the acharecha ploini, the acharei acharecha, another ploini. So now says the Braisa, if things happen the way he documented it, that Meisri is showing, the first one passes away, who gets now all those nechosim? Kanesheni. Meisheni, if the second one passes away, Kaneshlishi. Like it says, no problem. But what happens if Ma'osa Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Meis Sheni B'chai Rishayin? Uh-oh. The Rishon is still holding on to these Nechasim, and he's about to pass on, and he looks over his shoulders. The Sheni is no longer around. The Sheni never passed away. So what's going to happen now when the Rishon passes away? Will I say it goes to the Yorshim of the Sheni? No. He never intended the Yorshim Sheni. He said Sheni, and after Sheni passed away, goes to Shlishi. Oh, so you say...
It's like the soft case we have here.
Exactly. Very, very similar. So look, Yomara, the Emes Sheni B'chai Rishon, Yechzru Nechosim Liyorshe Rishon. It doesn't go ignore Beis person two
and jump to three.
And jump to three, but rather it's going to stay.
The transmission chain completely is interrupted, and Rishon's family gets the whole thing.
Exactly right. The rest of the document now becomes null and void and stays with the Rishon, and Rishon passes away, it goes to his Yoshim. So, Frank Timur, let me understand now. We're talking about different people and different transactions.
Right.
Right? It's only after the first one passes away are we talking about giving it to the second. And only after the second goes away you're giving it to the third. Obviously, there's a different people and there's different transactions because it only happens after that person's no longer around and now it's a new bequest, it's a new present.
It's,
or whatever.
So it's not simultaneous, it's sequential.
Clearly, it's sequential, right?
Earlier was a sequential. It was a simultaneous bequest.
Not necessarily. There was also talking about give a shekel. Okay, so in that sense, the two brises are parallel. They're similar. Each one is employing acharecha, except that here it's instead of just one and two, it's one, two, and three. Okay, and again, the one sounds like a lashon of matan. The other two are clearly lashon of Yerusha. V'achrecha yirash, v'achrecha yirash. And what does it say? That if everything works out normally, he passes away, goes to two. Second passes away, goes to three. Why would it go to number two and to number three? After all, if they are acherim, ploini and ploini, no, how are they getting a Yerusha? Isn't he being master mashakosav batay? Now, how do you use the lashon of matan of all three? L'chasei lach. That would be clear. But he doesn't say that. He said Yerusha and Yerusha. And we say that Meis Rishon, Kodesheni, Meis Sheni, Kodeshlishi. And everybody gets in order. It's like really three Sodes and three Bnei Adam. We don't have to complicate things. It's like two Sodes and two Bnei Adam. You see that number two gets and number three gets. It is the Charai that the Lashon Matana cleanses not and applies not only to the first recipient, but even to the other two recipients, number two and number three. Oh, is the charai nachmul to Rav Sheshes that even shnei bnei adam shtei sadois the loshim matana for one helps for the others. But maybe you're going to go and tell me the same pshat as before. Hachanami beroli yarshay b'rebechem abraykehi. Maybe number two or number three or both happen to be other family members, and the acharech laploini, acharech laploini, just talking about other children. First he gave to Yankel his Bechor, or Stam, one of his sons, and after you, Chas V'Shalom, Yankel pass away, it'll go to your brother, Beryl, and after Beryl pass away, it'll go to Ishmael. Maybe they're all brothers. And even though he's preferring one brother over the other, how can you prefer one brother over the other? Rabbi Yechim and Broiki, that says, Ben Ben Abonim, you're allowed to do that. And you can even lose the Lashon of Yerusha, like we said in the Mishnah. Im Oma Misha Roy Li Yarsha, even though you lose the Lashon Yerusha and not Matana. So if that's the case, says Imar, so Vaita, I have no Raya to our Halacha of Rav Sheshes, because we're not talking about that the Matana cleanses the Lashon Yerusha. We're saying that the Lashon Yerusha is very appropriate because it's Ben Ben Abana. If that's how you're going to enter it, Meisheni Konashlishi. If the second person passes away, in other words, everything is normal. First person passed away, and the Yerusha went to number two. And now when the second person passed away, it goes to number three. And you're saying it goes to Kodesh B'Yechim Breika, HaSholach Rav Acha B'Reid Rav Avi L'Divrei Rav Yechim Breika. According to Rav Yechim Breika, when you say Nechasi Loch V'Acharecha L'Ploini, V'Rishoin Ro'ui L'Yarshoi, if in fact the first person was not a stranger, he was a Ro'ui L'Yarshoi, Ein L'Sheini M'Mokim Rishon Klom, then the second does not get, even though you say Nechasi Loch V'Acharecha L'Ploini, the second person doesn't get. Ein l'shani b'makom rishon klum. She'ein ze loshen matana, el loshen erusha, v'yerusha ein lo hefsik. When he uses that expression, nechasi loch, v'yacharecha l'ploini, he didn't use befeirish the word matana. He said, my nechasim go initially to you, and after you they're going to go to ploini.
He didn't use any verb whatsoever, neither matana nor yerusha.
Exactly right.
So therefore falls, the Torah basically conveys it, and the Torah conveys it along the lines of yerusha.
All
and,
right.
And the heirs of Rishon get it, and Shani's empty-handed.
Exactly. Rishon royally yarshai, if in fact the first person is royally yarshai, so we said in the Mishnah, as long as he royally yarshai, you can use either term, matana yerusha, it makes no difference, because ben bein habanim, the Torah gives the father the right, lahan chalchol mishi yertze, ben bein habanim. Ah, so if you have nechasi lof v'achrech l'ploini, v'rishon, and the first one was royli yorishoy, then guess what happens? If and when the rishon passes away, it does not go l'sheni, ein l'sheni u'mokam rishon klom, she'ein zelosha matana, it, even though he said nechasi loch, it does not have that
imputed meaning of matana.
Imputed meaning was beautiful. It does not have the imputed meaning of matana, but rather it's a lashon yerusha, because that's what a birchem abreika holds, that yerusha helps ben ben abanim. The yerusha ain lahafzik, meaning you cannot cut off the yerusha in the middle. Presumably, if you would have said nechasi loch umatana acharech, that's a different story. Because matana, you don't need Rabbi Yechim a break. Everybody holds, you can give matana. But since he didn't use the Lashon Matana, but we're relying on
the Torah's laws of Yerusha.
Exactly, and the Torah is going to impute the word Yerusha instead of the imputing the word matana. Therefore, once it's Yerusha, Yerusha in Lehefzik, you can't stop the chain of Yerusha.
And it goes to the children of Rishon.
Go to the children of Rishon. Exactly. Oh, so therefore, getting back to this Braisa now. Initially, we wanted to go and bring a raya to Rav Sheshes. What's the raya that even though he only used the Lashon Matana initially, it helps that Meis Rishon, Kanesheni, Meisheni, Kaneshlishi. But the other guys, he only said Lashon Yerusha. That doesn't matter. That's what Rav Sheshes holds. As long as somewhere in the document it says Matana,
it cures the whole problem.
It cures the whole, and that's why the Gemara said, Shtei Bnei Adam, Shtei Sodos, it works. Lashon Matana for Yanka will help for Beryl, will help for Shmerel. No problem. So we had a good raya. So what? Nefshinishka raya. Maybe we're talking about that the second person was Roy Liorishai. And if he's Roy Liorishai, you don't need a Lashon of Matana to cleanse the bequest. Because if you're going to break the Shitasai, that says as long as he's Roy Liorishai, the Lashon of Yerusha works. Says Imari, here one second. But if you're going to tell me that number two is Roy Liorishai, and therefore when he got it, it was Taka Lashon Yerusha, and if you're going to break it, says Lashon Yerusha, it goes to that individual. He didn't say Matan, he said Yerusha, but that works with Ben Ben Abonim, Roy Liar. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika also holds that when Sheni passes away, is the Yerusha going to go and now follow to number three? No. It's going to stay with the Yerushim of number two. Because, one second. Because once it's Yerusha, Ein Lehafsik. Ezei Bazoi says the Mor, I cannot go and say that this price is going according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika. Because then the asset should stop with number two. And not go with number three is the Chachayra Gutaraya to Rav Sheshes. And therefore, we would say from this Braisa that as long as you say once the term Matana with respect to anyone, it's going to help the other guy in a different transaction, just like Rav Sheshes said, and therefore it's going to be Shver on all of the predecessors, meaning Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Dimi Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Dimi Amr Rabbi Lazar. Ravin Amr Rabbi Yochanan, all of them are knocked out. The only one that's going to stay is going to be Lechoira Rav Sheshes.
Right?
We're going to get to Rish Lakish in a moment. It's Tiyufta de Kulu Tiyufta. Lechoira, everybody's Ogifrait. Leiman Abitiev Tiyufta de Rish Lakish. Yes, Brother Shai, you had a question or you were just amplifying?
Chiming in.
Okay. Zogti Mara, Leiman Abitiev Tiyufta de Rish Lakish. Why don't we say there's also Shven Rish Lakish? Now, what did Rish Lakish say?
Right.
Rish Lakish said that there is a way to cleanse Shtei Bnei Adam and Shtei Sodois in an exclusive way. Rish Lakish Amalekana Atchioimar, merge the two. Not say Yankel gets Soda Ploinis and Beryl gets Soda Ploinis, and here he uses Lashon Matan and here he says Lashon Yerusha. Mix the two like one big chulant, if you will. Ploini uploini, yirshu sode, ploini uploinis, ploinis uploinis. Shinesatim lehem bimatana, the yirshum, since he puts the word matana in the middle, so the word matana applies to both of them, it applies to both people and both transactions. That's when it will work. You don't have to worry about allocating and saying that the word matana over here is going to help to cleanse Yerusha over there, because he uses matana for everybody together as what? Ah, so naming the Rabbi Tiyuf Tidur Shlokish. Why would this be a Tiyuf Tidur Shlokish? Because the Gemara says that if you have Nechasi Loch, V'achrecha Yishploini, V'achrecha Yishploini, the mace, etc., etc., what do we say? It goes from one to the second, second to the third. And the Choyra, we see that the word Matana does cleanse the second bequest and the third bequest. Remember, we can't be talking about Rechem and Breika, because then after the second one dies, it would stay with his Yarsh. So the only way that we say that it goes to number two and to number three, Muzdach Zayin Al Karchach, he used only the Lashon Matana by the first one. But he didn't use the Lashon Matana by the second one. The second one he said, Achrecha Yirash Ploini. Achrecha Yirash Ploini. So I see that Matana does cleanse the Yerusha language. So why did Reish Lakish say in the Amud Aleph, only Eitzah is if you merge the two, Mitloini, Uploini, Geploini, and then Matana B'Amtza is a Chodesh Shver on Reish Lakish. Let me ask you a kasha. The Omer Rava Hilchas Gavazer Reish Lakish Bani Tlas. Rava said elsewhere that we paskin like Reish Lakish in three cases. Our Gemara doesn't tell us the three cases. It only tells us one of the three cases, and that's our Gemara over here. We paskin like Reish Lakish here and two other places. Now, if we paskin like Reish Lakish here, you can't paskin like him after an akafta, after tiyufta, that you wiped them out. So how are you going to understand Reish Lakish then? Here we're saying we pass him like Reish Lakish, but here we have a Befeish Abraya that knocks out Reish Lakish. So Voskei Medot Ton. If you go and take a breath, like we said before in the document, you made two separate paragraphs. It wasn't Toich Kedei Dibur. Then says Reish Lakish, that's not going to work. The only way it's going to work is if you merge the two paragraphs together as one, and you say, I'm giving this
Yerusha and the Matana and Yerusha
to both people, and to both Sardish and both people.
In one conveyance.
Exactly. Then it's going to go and help if you're going to go merge them together, even if it's, okay, that's one case. Says Yimor, but I have another case as well that will work Alibid Reish Lakish. Was that another case? Here in this Braisa, he said all of these words, Toich Kerei Dibur. He said, Nechasei Lach. He didn't take a breath now, like by the Tia Shoifer, right between Shwarm and Trua. Nechasei Lach. V'acharecha Yirish Pliny. V'acharecha Yirish Pliny. He said it in one Toich Kerei Dibur. Says Reish Lakish, as long as Toich Kerei Dibur, that will also work, that the word Matana will cleanse the two usages of the term Yerusha.
The word doesn't even occur to cure the Yerusha word, because it just says Nechasei Lach. It doesn't even say the word Matana.
That's even stronger,
because even the word Matana isn't even uttered.
Ah, so you think that that's even a stronger case?
It's even a stronger imputing to Reish Lakish to say that is a cure for the Yerusha defect, because you don't even employ the word Matana in the instructions.
Okay. Whether that what you're saying is, without the Matana, it's stronger. I can hear this far if I care. Right. With the word Matana, it's stronger, because the Matana is saying, explicit. Clearly Matana is explicit. Whichever way you'd like to learn. But the good news is that I find now a Hechatimtze, even a country Shlokish, that this would work in the Brice Shtims. It wouldn't be a Tiyufta on him, because it's talking about, he said, Toich Kedei Dibur, and Shlokish will talk to Dibur, it's Kedibur Echadami, and therefore the word Matana goes and washes away the two lishonis of Yerusha, both by the Acharecha and the Acharei Acharecha. Now, since we got into this Toich Kedei Dibur, the Gemara goes off on a tangent just for 2 seconds, says the Gemara. Hilchasa kol Toich Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami. Anywhere, kol Toich Kedei Dibur, you can always, quote unquote, change your mind and retract, as long as with Toich Kedei Dibur. Exactly what Toich Kedei Dibur is, we know the machloik is, whether it's 3 words, 4 words, Shom Lecha Rebbe Amori, but whatever the standard is, you can change your mind. Except the bar, mevoris kechovim, v'kiddushin. There you cannot change your mind. Why can't you change your mind? Says Rishbam, in both cases, menatoyu, you could change your mind. Because Toich Kedei Dibur, you can still change your, until you finish your sentence and your thought, you're still in the middle, you could change your mind. But by Avodah Zarah, what's the case of Avodah Zarah? Rishbam says, for instance, if you were makdish something to go and bring as a tekroivis Avodah Zarah, even though Toich Kedei Dibur, I say, I'm going to go and give this soda bottle for the Avodah Zarah. Nah, I changed my mind. I'm not going to give it to the Avodah Zarah. I'm sorry, it's already too late. Why is it too late? Because as Rishbam, since it says in the Torah, Shaketz Tishatzenu V'Saiv Tisavenu, the last 5 words of Rishbam, Avagav Di Osi Midina Lehetera, Medina, it's Lehetera, even though Minhadin, because of the fact that he's Toich Kedei Dibur, changes his mind, because of the Chumra Avodah Zarah, it's Osir. I just quoted the last 5 words. Let's learn the whole Rishbam. Totally. Lebar mevoidis kachavim. The last 2 lines. Shem hitvis oy hiktsa double avoidis kachavim. This soda bottle is for the avoidis zara. I want to use it for nisach hamayim next sukkis of the altar of the Saint Mary's Church for avoidis zara. Ubatoch kedei dibur chazer boy. And then he changes mind. Afilu hachi nesra mishem chomra avoidis kachavim. When you see these words, nefeshim avoidis kachavim. Gzuntai, you know it's the rabbanim. The rabbanim say we got to be machmir. The Alpha Gav Dawson Medina at the Minadin, you could change your mind directly. Dibur also because of the Chumra Vaidizak. Same thing as Kiddushin. Now this is a real wild case. Top Rishbam. Kiddushin Shim Kiddush Ishab of Neidim. It was a big chasana, 500 people there. He puts it, today that's a small chasana, and he puts the ring on the caller's finger, and she says, I'm a Kiddushin, sleep with Kabasru, that's Moshe Yisrael. Well, 1 second, I changed my mind. Not for you.
Did
I want to go.
Did she accept the ring?
Well, let's see the Rishbam. Mikadushin Shim Kiddush Ishab of Neidim. Because of Yom Tov Kedibur. Lehave maton of loy lehave kedushin sprinza. I changed my mind. You see that I see you like this ring. It's yours, but not the shem kedushin. Give you a present. Ain shoyim loyum kedushes. The ainim kedushes. The chumad rabbanani mishem laz mamzeres imtenosli acher beloy get. We will not allow her to go and remarry. It's an ikra din. Since he changed his mind, it's not a kedushin. You can always change your mind, and therefore they're not married because of this chumrah of laz or mamzeiris. We're saying, you know what? Maybe you are married after all.
Give her a get,
and therefore give her a get, and don't marry anybody else with the without receiving a get.
And therefore, her sister is prohibited. Bechayeha, all the chumras of